Agenda item number 11, discussion and possible action on Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line encasement at I-35 and Bud Stockton Loop by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you can go to the next slide. This is the raw water line that connects Lake Belton to Lake Steelhouse Hollow to Lake Georgetown. You constantly see updates on it in the GM update. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had multiple projects where, as they're expanding the interstate, we've had to move pieces of this pipeline out of the construction zone and right away for I-35. Next slide. So that's what we're doing again. And this is the city of Jarrell. This is, oh, you can't see that. The yellow circle is the city of Jarrell, and the white line heading east and west is the proposed Bud Stockton Loop, which is a TxDOT and county and city project. And it's going to run right over our pipeline. So we're having to relocate a piece of the pipeline. The way we've done this in the past is to have the pipeline engineered and designed, go out for bid, hire a contractor. The contractor has to put the pipeline in place, and then they pressure test it. And once it passes all of its pressure testing, then we kind of have an all-hands-on-deck party to tie it in to the existing raw water line. We've done it twice without any issues. And basically, it means that the pipeline is going to be down for about 5 days. It takes about a day to drain it. It takes about a day to refill it, and then we allow the contractor about 72 hours or so to do his work. In the past, we've required that additional pieces of pipeline be on site, so we do everything that we can do to make sure that we're not going to jeopardize this very valuable asset. Also, just so you'll know, we're in operations with one large pump and two small pumps and moving about, 39 million gallons of water a day. And for the first time in July, with just limited rainfall, I've seen the lake even actually come up a little bit because of our pumping. So we're in a really good situation to be. But that's all that said, we'll cross all the T's and dot all the I's before we move out on this. We went out for bids. All the bids came in, and we're recommending Lewis Contractors, which is a company out of Georgetown that has a lot of experience in putting in pipelines. And they'll work with our staff, and their contract will be not to exceed amount of $548,609.
One question.
Yes, sir.
We're lowering it, right?
Actually, we're moving it to the side.
Well, the new road's still going
to
run over.
Yeah, we're going to have – go to the next slide. No, I don't like this slide. You can go to the next slide just because I don't like it. Here's the pipeline, and basically what we're doing is we're going to follow the path of this yellow right here.
Oh, I see.
And we were able to get out ahead of TxDOT with the City of Jarrell and buy our own easement, so to protect ourselves going forth in the future.
Why isn't TxDOT paying for it?
They are.
I'm sorry, I've jumped way ahead. Okay. TxDOT is going to reimburse us for every dollar of this project, probably with the exception of the $18,000 that we spent on this easement, and the customers will pay for that. So it'll be zero out of our dollar, and because we have an existing easement now, you're correct. They're going to pay for the relocate.
Okay.
Thank you. I just skipped right over that. Any other questions?
Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and enter into a contract with Lewis Contractors, Inc., for construction of the Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline Relocation Project in an amount not to exceed $548,609.
How promptly does TxDOT reimburse us? At what point do they reimburse us?
when we're completed with construction. Yeah. That way they don't end up reimbursing us and we have to give them money back.
Okay. You heard the resolution, the motion to adopt. Wait. Rush here. Second. Peter?
Yeah.
Okay. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bortland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Tesh. Mr. Tesh.
Yes.
Director White.
Yes.